Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Officials in Philadelphia reported another steep increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in the city and two more deaths because of the virus. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports city services showed the first signs of impact from the crisis.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley reported 425 new cases, bringing the total to 2,100. Each day, the number of newly confirmed cases grows by another 100, and he says more are requiring hospitalization.
Hospitals are preparing for the increase in patients that they expect to see in the future. They are already beginning to see an increase in patients with this infection in the hospital.
Still, he says there have been fewer cases in the emergency department, so there is still plenty of capacity.
The city has maintained its core services through the stay-at-home order, but officials say trash collection has fallen one day behind because staff has been calling out of work. Mayor Kenney says they can catch up. Bucks County has had more than 400 positive cases of coronavirus so far, with six deaths reported in the county. County Director of Emergency Services Scott Forster says while they did get a shipment of protective equipment that included 20,000 masks, they're still trying to get more.
It has been very difficult to acquire the stuff that we have been able to purchase, and it's been very difficult to actually get pieces of the strategic national stockpile, because it's very competitive across the entire nation.
And he says they have ordered another 20,000 masks. They're also monitoring hospital and first responder needs.
By looking at what we call a burn rate, how often are they using the supplies? And it really depends on how many patients they're exposed to that can show the symptoms of COVID-19.
Bucks County officials say one way to extend the life of protective equipment is for hospitals to group COVID-19 symptoms together so workers don't have to keep changing their equipment. New Jersey now has over 25,500 cases of coronavirus with 537 deaths so far. South Jersey has positive cases around 940 with at least 21 fatalities. Governor Phil Murphy says the state has given state police broad authority to obtain equipment needed to combat COVID-19. Details from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The governor says the idea here is to get equipment to healthcare workers on the front lines one way or another.
I am signing an executive order to commandeer medical supplies and equipment that are necessary for our COVID-19 response. This may run the gamut from N95 masks and other personal protective equipment to ventilators and everything in between.
He hopes those who may be hoarding materials will give them over freely. The order addresses those who won't.
Murphy toured one of the field hospitals set up by FEMA at the Meadowlands, which will open next week. A similar facility at the Atlantic City Convention Center should open later this month, probably by the 14th. And there's another donation of laptops for Philly schools, this time for charter and Catholic school students so they can learn online during the coronavirus closures. The nonprofit Philadelphia Schools Partnership announced an effort to buy 15,000 Chromebooks for students in 100 charter and Catholic schools. The Jumpstart Philly Schools Fund is being launched with nearly $4 million in donations, and this comes as the Philadelphia School District is buying 50,000 Chromebooks for district students. That $11 million price tag is partially covered by a $5 million donation from the family of Comcast CEO Brian Roberts and a $2 million donation from the 76ers owners Josh Harris and David Blitzer. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.